So the priceless question is this: how are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen of America? How's everybody doing? Once again, Maurice Trimble, Rich Lab Rat, Lab Rat King, here with another podcast, episode 9. And in this podcast, do a little something different. I'm actually going to label this podcast, if I have to come up with a title, it would be just reflecting on a lot of the travels that I've had recently. My apologies. Usually it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We like to do these podcasts on the Clinical Study Secrets podcast, but with all the travel and, oh my goodness, a lot of things that went left and just good things as well as bad, you know, in life, that's how it is, pro and cons, you know, yin and yang, the balance, right? But with traveling, you know, things happen sometimes, but it's also a lot of good that's happened. I'm gonna bring it all to you all so to break down what I'm talking about. But the title of this podcast will be Courtesy and Honor Among Studies. Courtesy and Honor Among Studies. Usually there's that old saying that say, you know, honor amongst men, right? In terms of battle regiment and things of this nature, warriors, code, just many things as of times past, but it most definitely holds true today. And as I reflect here, as you can see, you might be saying, Maurice, where are you? Well, let me give you a little backstory. So in this podcast, it was a lot of, I want to break down a lot of about how studies can be so courteous, can be so, in terms of helping the participants, the subjects, lab rats, or whatever they, the name you want to use in title, in synonymous terms. But a lot of people are going to say a lot of bad things about it, but there's also a lot of good. I really don't see as much bad as many people, even though I look at life anyway with the glass half full instead of half empty, you know. So really it's just about your mindset with anything, right? But in terms of the studies, yeah, a lot of times they'll do, when people are traveling out of state, out of town, they'll do courtesy stays. And in my situation, having an outpatient visit, one outpatient visit, and with the travel back and forth and planes delayed and a lot of things that just didn't go, it went wayward. A lot of things didn't go as planned. And right now it is 3:30 in the morning. Flight leaves out at around 6. I want to get to the airport. I want to leave you this quick podcast to let everybody know how it can benefit my fellow study members, newbies that's looking to get into the study world. It can benefit you because always remember, studies are courteous. Studies have a lot of honor amongst them, but it's a lot of times about how you, the participant, how your mindset is, how your engagement is. Are you a person of peace? Are you a person of, you know, a likable person, a person that's always looking to see the brighter side of things? Or are you the latter? Or not latter, but I should say, are you the vice versa, is what I mean. A person that's looking to have wrath and to cause strife, cause issues, cause problems. And even though a lot of times, a lot of people won't admit and say that they're looking to do those things, that's not how they see themselves, right? A lot of us only see the good versions of ourselves, right? We don't see the bad and we don't talk about the bad. But at the end of the day, you know, it's how others perceive you, in which is what will be, you know, written in the record books of your life, how others see you, how you perceive yourself to others and how you come across to others. That is how people know who you are and know what you're about. Like the old saying, your reputation precedes you, right? People would have heard long ago before you even meet them sometimes from your reputation, from your credibility, who you are, what you are, what you're about, right? So I must say, I have to give a lot of respect, a lot of honors due to certain individuals, the staff here, how good they've been to me and for Treya in terms of you have Greg, you have Michelle, Ashley, you know, some of these individuals have been here a long time, you know, and you have Miss Elena, I think I'm pronouncing it correct, Miss Elena, right? Michelle, Rachel, right? I just want to give these individuals their flowers because they've done such an awesome job, exceptional job at, I have nothing but good things to say. I would have to literally, not only a five-star review, I figured that I go a step and beyond. I'm going to tell a lot of people that come here to Treya in Madison, Wisconsin, about these women as well as the gentlemen that are very, very, done a great, great job with making my first stay very memorable, very memorable. So I share with all of you, all my followers, subscribers, my fellow soon-to-be rich lab rats, look at those part of the membership, are looking to get the membership soon, and just those that are in the study world that know that it goes a long way in terms of just courtesy, just, you know, treating individuals how we're supposed to be treated, the golden rule, if you will, right? Well, my situation, right, I had a flight that canceled. I had to literally put the outpatient visit a day later to make it. They were very courteous with picking up the phone, very, very helpful in terms of allowing me to be able to set it up to where I can come the next day. And then not only that, when I came in late, when the flight got me late, supposed to be at 11 o'clock for that outpatient visit, it wasn't until 1700, right? They still allowed me to get that taken care of to come, to stay. Well, so far as to do the outpatient visit, I'm saying. And then I had my flight because it changed. Obviously, that affects the latter flight. If you have another leg, your ending flight, your for your final destination, that was conflicting. So the two bumped heads. And I would have had to just stay at the airport all night. I mean, one could get hotels, motels, stuff like that. But to all, as I give to my members, as I speak about a lot, you know, if you have a flight in the morning, early, early morning, sometimes it makes no sense to get hotels and stretch yourself afar, stretch yourself thin when you could just stay at the airport. For a lot of these international airports, they do it that way. You stay overnight, you have an early morning flight, stay overnight, catch that flight. Right, just to be on time, because you do not want to have a situation where you're late and have flights delayed and things of that nature like I've had before, right? But, yes, they offered, you know, to allow me to, you know, you can stay the night. You can stay the night, you can shower, you know, if you have a meal for you. I mean, this courtesy goes well and beyond. This is like honor amongst studies, as I say, honor amongst men, because they didn't have to do that. It shows that they have a lot of respect and they look at you as an asset. They look at you as, you know, the best part of humanity, if you will. How things they look to do the best that they can to provide a good wellness for you in terms of staying in the facility, because it goes a long way. And they're right, because me sharing their names of the staff, that's helpful. Me sharing this information in podcasts and people that have platforms that can get it abroad to many, it goes a long way. I mean, they might not even know that I'm saying their names in this podcast. I told them I would, right? But they might not even know how helpful they've been to me. I was at the reasoning tour. I wish I could have got their Cash App, their Apple Pay, or somewhat to Zelle to send them some monies. But, you know, they're like, no, we don't do that. Just tell others, you know, about it, give us good reviews, stuff like that. And yeah, it goes a long way with me, because the kind of individual I am is like, man, I think back to a lot of times when I didn't have this in my life. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you can too. A lot of us didn't have this treatment, this good treatment, this charity, this the respect and the courteousness that's given and caretaking and helping, being helpful for one another. Some of the greater parts of humanity, us spiritual beings, having this human experience, is some of the best parts of the human essence, you know, if you will. It's really, really a blessing. That's all I can say. So, yeah, I just took a shower, got myself situated, getting ready to head out to the airport. But I wanted to leave that with you all. Make sure you know that very good things I have to say about Fitria Daytona, excuse me, Fitria Madison, Wisconsin, right? And I'm pretty sure the others as well, Dallas, Fitria, Daytona Beach, Florida, Fitria. I'm pretty sure the same with them, right? My experience, though, that I can only speak of is here at this Madison location. But, yeah, I definitely want to lead this podcast to let everybody know that, yeah, be mindful of that. There's a lot of courteousness that goes with studies, but a lot of it goes a long way. It deals with you. Like me, I wasn't a troublemaker when I was here for my stay. I wasn't one to cause strife, cause problems. I'm always, now, even though if you're, everybody doesn't have to be an extrovert. Like, I know I'm an extrovert, right? But everybody doesn't have to be that way. There could be people that are introverts, people that are shy, people that stay to themselves. I totally get it. But it still doesn't mean that you don't be respectful to the staff, that you're not making problems, because these are people just like us, just like you. You know, like the old saying goes, you know, they get dressed and put their pants on, their skirts on, they put their clothes on every day, just like you. They wake up, they eat breakfast, they have families just like you, perhaps, right? They got to pay their bills and have life going on and take care of things in their life just like you, right? So why do some people treat the staff inhumane? I don't know. Even though I understand things about whether it's the blood draws or whether it's the EKGs, the vitals, or they don't like the rules per se are just too strict, right? But we got to think about this for a second, you know? Really ponder that. You know, these individuals are just, they're just doing their job. That's their job they're called to do. Just like we're called to do our job. We're the asset of the company. We're there to take the medicine, whatever have you. And yeah, we get paid the big bucks. We get paid a good compensation for that. But still doesn't mean because we get paid the way we get paid. You'd be surprised. A lot of people think just because we get paid this kind of money that you can treat people below, like they're beneath you. I know better than most because I used to be a part of that working side as well, way back in Las Vegas, Nevada, when I first found out about studies, working for a clinical research facility, only for a few times, like a couple weeks, right? But doing the intake, like on the phone, doing the recruiting, when you call in, I was the one that you would speak to, answering your questions. Of course, I quit that in no time, right? Because I got on this side of the thing, opposed to the other side. But it still doesn't mean that, you know, I've seen both sides. I've seen how people treat the staff not right. And I've seen how, as well, the staff, you know, treat the participants not right. I'm just saying, it's like that old saying, right, in the comedy world, we all know, can we all just get along, right? Can we all just be cordial to one another, be nice to one another? In a world that is full with so much evil and so much bad and so much sin and so much wrongdoing, it goes light years when you see this respect, this courtesy, this honor amongst men, amongst women, amongst just studies in general. So, yeah, I wanted to put that in this quick podcast. Don't want to make it too long. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. I'm going to get myself out of here right now soon so I can get to the airport. Be early, right? But definitely, if anybody is looking for near the mid-state areas, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, Fitria, I would highly, highly recommend. Right. Just like I would also recommend Dr. Vince. Highly, highly, highly recommend beyond measure. Right. They're another facility that exercises, from what I've seen, the courtesy and the well-doing and professionalism. Right. These two studies and some of the travels that I've been doing in this past 2 weeks has been, well, the past week, really. Yeah. Has been phenomenal. I'll never forget it. It's something that sticks with, it'll stick with me for the rest of my years. So definitely these two studies I highly recommend. But in this podcast, speaking about Madison, yes, them allowing one to stay overnight. And then it was, I believe it was Michelle that said this before to me. It used to be at the time at Madison, you know, Wisconsin for Treya, where they allowed that a lot, overnight stays. People that are traveling, they're coming in from out of town, or they don't have a place to stay, hotel, food, just stuff like that, lodging, they don't have this, that, you know, they would allow it more often. They would. It's just, like I said, it takes one bad apple or a bunch of bad apples to spoil it for the whole bunch, right? Like the old saying goes. And that's why a lot of studies, probably like the ones I know of in Texas, like the back of my hand, they do the Kerr disease as well. They do it. But it's on case by case situation. It's not the normal rule of, it's not the normal regimen. It's like, I would say it's kind of like out of the norm, like a rule of thumb. They don't just do that, like my normal. And it's because of this thing that what I'm just speaking of right now. People take advantage of situations and they don't be nice about it. They don't be so humane, so courteous, so with charity in their hearts how they do things. And it's sad. It's a sad situation. But it's just good to know that there's still studies, there's still staff and individuals that help you if you need help. So I want to leave that with you all, that for people that are doing studies that are out-of-towners, the people that look to do studies that are traveling and they're traveling abroad, they're needing help with things like that nature, definitely be aware that these studies will help you, but a lot of the times it's based off of you too. Don't be that person. Don't be that man. Don't be that one man that's just a troublemaker, you know, because even if you don't mean to be that, you know, a lot of that goes a long way too. I perceive and believe that a lot of the reason why I've got the blessings that was bestowed upon me is because of how my personality and how my energy is, how my vibe is, how my respect is. I learned this a long time ago, not just from my mom and my dad, but even in the military. In the military, you know, you learn it. Some people even learn it in, they have a bad pass in terms of like jail or prison, especially in prison. You know, like you learn, or the streets, or business, the world of business, entrepreneurship, investing. You know, you learn respect sometimes, somewhere, in some phase of your life. And it's, man, what a blessing it is, the person that learns it and grasps it and continue to have it throughout their life. It can go a long way and go a long way to help one to have a fruitful life. And a lot of things and blessings get bestowed upon you because people match that same energy. And that's what Petraea Madison did with me. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. As I leave and get ready to head out, get back, we'll go to Dallas, then from Dallas, go to San Antonio. It's amazing how that's got to be the hub. I don't know why the flights won't just, sometimes it's weird, right? They just don't connect. But it's the airlines, it's the mergers and agreements that they have with one another, you know, the hubs, all of that. I mean, I'm thinking, why not just go right to Madison, right to San Antonio, where I'm at, right? Why they got to go to Dallas first and then have a little layover in Dallas and then go to San Antonio? It's beyond me. But that's the way things work and how things work. It's not always about changing how things work. A lot of times, like the old saying is, you know, the same rain pours on us all. Like Jim Rohn would say, right? The same stormy weather falls on us all. The rich, the poor, right? The middle class, you know, the race, gender, none of that matters. Calamities and bad things and trials and tribulations happens to us all. What matters is how you react to what happens bad. Do you react and give in to it and to wrongdoing, looking to match sin with sin, like evil with evil, like bad with bad? Or do you don't match that, right? You look to do the golden rule, like to turn the other cheek. You look to do like, no, I'm going to fight good for evil. I'm not going to do wrongdoing because you did me wrong, you know, right? pray for your enemies. You know, like the old saying, like, do good to all men and women, not bad just because they did you bad, right? Or because they did you wrong. Because you're going to have peace in the end. You're going to have a more peace of mind in the end. You know, so with that being said, I'm going to end this podcast. Thank you all for listening, giving the time. And I wish you all a good day. I know we just recently had Columbus Day for all that celebrate that. You know, myself, I feel I'm not one to celebrate holidays like that. I feel every day is a holiday when you're on this side of Earth's turf, right? When you've been blessed to wake up and see another day and have good health, because good health really is real wealth, right? But in all, like this trip has been very, very good. Even going to Portage, Wisconsin, when I had the little Airbnb, when I first got out of my study, the long stay, that was a great experience. You know, the Airbnb host I had, Alex, that gentleman did wonders. I mean, he was phenomenal. Airbnb was nice. Portage, Wisconsin is beautiful. So much greenery I've seen. For a person like myself coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, in the city, don't see all this green. So Wisconsin was so green. Somewhere like some green I see is more than Texas. And I'm like, then San Antonio, I'm like, oh my goodness. But even though, you know, like I said, you got to take the good with the bad. Even though it was some bad and things that happened, and you know, in terms of my stay, everything is not always good. You know, I had some personal things that didn't go that well in terms of the stay out there in Portage. But what can you do? You know, God is good all the time, right? You gotta, you know, take things for what it's worth, and you gotta move on. You gotta do the best that you can. Always be still, never holding grudges. Never being a person that, like I said, fights bad with bad, wrong for wrong, evil for evil. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that woman, right? Always forgive. It's going to make your life more fruitful. It's going to manifest more better things for you in the long run, right? So I'm just saying that the courtesy that this study has shown Madison Petray is a good thing. The courtesy that Wisconsin has shown me in terms of the Airbnb, in terms of the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the restaurant, all of this. It's a lot of people involved that made the stay real good, real memorable, for all in all, for what it's worth. So, but now it's time to get back to San Antonio to get to work on releasing the Clinical Study Seekers membership. The other good thing I have that I'm going to roll out real soon to help people to know about studies. I can't wait to release that, you know, one study away challenge, that little 5-day workshop is going to help a lot of people as well. But we're going to roll these things out and help a lot of people. Help a lot of people be able to get into studies, help a lot of people to be able to know about studies, help a lot of people to get in the first screening, second screening of studies with study alerts and things of this nature, so it can make their advantage better in order to get in, to level the playing field. So anybody, not just always first come, first serve, or always just who you know and what you know, right? But just being able to now where everybody can know. Roll this across with Google and social media channels, with advertising, robust advertising, paramount advertising, right? Where everybody will see this face, the rich lab rat, rat king, sharing how it can help you, right? And any walks of your life. Yeah, but yeah, I just want to leave this gratitude. This is a podcast of gratitude more than anything. Because like I said, I could have stayed at the airport all night on multiple stays here, back and forth with flights. Could have stayed in the airport all night. I've done it many, many times, you know, but there's studies like, you know, for Treya, you know, Dr. Vince, you know, and there's studies in Texas and some others do it too, right? But this study here for Treya in Madison did it on a numerous occasion, and it's a beautiful thing. So I wanted to give them their flowers. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Hope you all stay too blessed to be stressed, always obsessed with success, as I always say, too grateful to be hateful, right? And as we say here, always, smile, say cheese, and show you how to get that cheese. Have a good day, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching.
You want the secrets to clinical study trials? Then go get my free Clinical Study Secrets guide at clinicalstudysecrets.com. Inside this guide, you'll see me crush the 12 false beliefs that hold people back in life, but you'll also discover how to become a rich lab rat so you too can escape the rat race.